97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. And Carl Middleman had to fill me in on what that song was.
Bulls on Parade.
By
Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about that. Not caught up on my music from 20 years ago.
But
so sorry about that. Hey, glad you're with us, though. Speaking of bulls, man alive. I've been to several rodeos. I've been to the professional bull riding down at Enterprise before, and that is a sport that I just could not imagine doing myself. How about you, Bo Matthews?
I'm too big. Well, I'm too big for a bull ride, and I know that. I'm too top heavy.
The bull might appreciate it if you didn't climb on its back, Bo.
Yeah,
ain't that the truth? I'm just saying. But we do have Missouri's own Colton Hevelow on the phone right now, who is one of the up and coming stars of professional bull riding, and happens to be from Smithville, Missouri, which is over near Kansas City. Colton, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's great having you on here, young man. And you know, I'll tell people we looked up your bio here a little while ago. You are what, 20 years old?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this, growing up in Smithville, and what brought you to where you are now.
My dad rode bulls in Bronx professionally for 11 or 12 years, and my mom grew up rodeoing when she was in school and high school, and she professionally rodeoed for a few years, and then I came into the world, and I just grew up in that lifestyle. Mom and dad, that's just all they ever knew, and that's all I ever knew, and that's all I ever wanted to do.
So how old were you, Colton? How old were you the first time you got on any kind of animal?
My first sheep I ever got on, I was 3 going on 4.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I've been riding horses and stuff before I could ever walk.
That's fantastic.
That's really cool. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking, so now tell us exactly where Smithville is for people that aren't familiar with it.
If you're in Kansas City, go north of there about 35, 40 minutes.
Okay.
I'm actually closer to St. Joe than I am Kansas City. But the closest way for me to explain it for everybody is I'm about 10 minutes from MCI Airport. Or as much so as Kansas City Airport.
Okay.
There.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that, I'm sure that this happens around a little more often than I think here over in the St. Louis side, but I'm just not tuned into it, I'm guessing. So is our local rodeos and everything a much bigger deal out there?
I don't necessarily know how to answer that question. You know, they used to have the bull riding in Kansas City, and now, you know, PBR has a team series. When the teams was in Kansas City, it was a huge thing over in Kansas City when the PBR came to town, and the crowd was so strong. And I've been to St. Louis twice now riding in the PBR, and St. Louis was, if not equivalent to Kansas City. So especially for a Missouri bull rider, they get pretty loud and rowdy for us. So it's pretty exciting.
We're rooting you on, man. That's what we're doing. Let me just put some street cred out there for you from your resume. Missouri High School Rodeo Bull Riding Champion of 2018, and Colton, who earned a full scholarship to compete for the Odessa College Rodeo Team, made his PBR debut just in February of last year. In commanding form, going a perfect 3-for-3 to win the Velocity Tour event in Youngstown, Ohio. You know, it was years ago that I heard the statement that rodeo is the most spectated sport on the planet. Does that still hold true to you, do you think?
I completely agree with that. People show up to watch people do something that not an average
that's
human
crazy
being would do.
Yeah.
The best way I can explain rodeo is, or bull riding in general, is controlling an out of control situation.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. I mean, honestly, maybe because obviously you've been doing this for a long time. You won the high school rodeo bull riding championship in 2018. Can you think back to your very first time having to sit on a angry bull and ride it out of a chute and what that was like?
My first ever big bull, because I grew up, you know, riding sheep and calves and stuff. My first ever big bull, I will admit I was a little nervous, you know. I was 12 getting on my first big bull, and that bull having a resume. He's older, but had a resume in the PBR, and it made me nervous, you know.
Yeah.
That's the bulls you always wanted to get on, and you're thinking through your head all the things that could possibly go wrong at that time, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's like a zone you go into when you get on the back of a bull's back. You're kind of, it's like it all just disappears and goes away. So all the nerves and scared, whatever you want to call it, beforehand, this all disappears and you forget about it all.
Well, Colton is going to be at the PBR Unleash the Beast event in St. Louis early December. Get your tickets while you can. Just before we got you on the Missouri Brush Control guest line here, Colton, I got to tell you, Mark said, he's a smaller stature guy. Have you ever rode bulls? And I'm like, I'm too big. It's a physics thing, isn't it?
It's not necessarily a physics thing. Being a smaller guy definitely helps in bull riding, but the best thing I can tell you is it's not just strength, it's not just balance. It's everything combined into one. You can take balance, strength, your mental side of it, everything that you could possibly think of with human instinct.
Who's the biggest bull rider you know, as far as height goes?
The tallest bull rider I've ever known would probably have been 6'3", 6'4".
Okay.
Whoa, okay. I'm wrong.
There's some people that that ride bulls that are, if not bigger, like taller-wise or weight-wise, but myself, I'm not a very big guy.
Well, I mean, I tell you what, you got more guts than most of us, young man. I've watched this. I was in Montana this summer watching a local rodeo up there. They got guys climbing on bulls there that are probably just weekenders, right? And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what you do Monday through Friday, but if one of those bulls steps on you, that's over with.
Yeah, there's guys that just do it on the weekends. I don't like to pick on people, you know, per se, because, you know, the minute you go to start saying something about somebody, they prove you wrong.
That's right.
But there's some people that work in 9 to 5 during Monday through Friday and decide to go play cowboy on the weekends, and it don't work out so well.
Well, you know what, Colton, you bring up a really good point. People playing cowboy. So the advent of Yellowstone and the 4.6s and all these shows, the one thing I love about the PBR bull riders is that you guys will meet any fan that wants to meet you. You guys have different events leading up to the actual event, but you guys are so open. You're so willing to get pictures with people. Do you feel that some of those, I don't know what you want to call them, drugstore cowboys, you know, the Yellowstone fans, do you think that is filling in the seats too, the excitement, all that?
Oh, most definitely, you know. We go to town and go to buy a cowboy hat or something, and the price goes up more. Like, oh, man. But, you know, at the same time, like when I was in high school I couldn't go to PBR because I wasn't 18. I was younger than that. I could only go to amateur rodeos and stuff that my parents would let me go to, or that they had let me enter. And you took a guy that wasn't very serious, and you took a guy like myself that was. My dad always told me that's what you call added money. So the guys that show up on the weekends, they filled my pockets more than anything.
There you go.
That's just one more entry fee there, son.
It's like a seat filler.
That's a beautiful way to look at that. So we're talking here to Colton Havilow. He's going to be here in St. Louis December 2nd and 3rd at the Enterprise Center. Our own Carl Middleton is going to be running the lights. Is that right, Carl?
The LEDs. I'll have Colton's name up in lights.
Oh, nice. Nice. That must be a good feeling to walk into a big arena like that, Colton. And is that like a dream come true for you?
It's a big dream come true. It's where I've always wanted to be since I was super little. And now that you're at the highest level of bull riding, there ain't no other place I'd rather be.
That's great.
And you know what, Colton, you're a young guy, but even before your time, there was a shift in the bull riding business or the rodeo business where they really made it into more like a wrestling WWE kind of event.
Yeah.
And the loud rock and roll music and the pyrotechnics. You do all that stuff. Do you think those pyrotechnics fire up those bulls even more?
Actually, believe it or not, sometimes I feel like they do, and other times I feel like it scares them. I've seen some bulls where they just freak out and they don't know what to do.
Wow!
And it's right. Like they just go in the freeze mode. Some of them other bulls have been around a while, or they simply just don't care. They're there to do a job and buck us off, and you know they're like a human. They all got their different feelings in a heartbeat, so they can definitely think differently and feel differently toward anything.
So Colton, it's called Unleash the Beast. What's the average weight of these beasts that you're crawling on again?
They're from 1,500 pounds to 2,000 pounds, if not bigger.
Wow. Well, I got a lot of respect for you there, young man. I'll just have to tell you that.
Thank you.
And Colton, you're in the running for the world championship. Is that a reality for this year?
That is a reality for this year. It's been a reality every year for every single guy on the Unleashed.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, we're going to try and get those Yellowstone fans and those 1923 and 1883 fans out there for you. Because if you've never been to a PBR, Unleash the Beast is the best way to do it. So good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yep, Colton, pleasure having you on. Thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Missouri's own Colton Havilow there trying to win the championship. How about that? At the young age of 20. That is a
amazing.
Brave young man.
Yep, yep.
He even said that there aren't many people willing to do what I do.
Have you ever ridden a mechanical bull? Have you ever done that?
Years ago, when I was lighter and a much younger man, I worked in an amusement park and they had one there. And after hours, people could pay to do it during the business day, and then after hours, we'd just go back and spend a couple hours trying
to
ride this
setting
thing.
Did you put it on?
I don't know, hurricane or something. They had different settings like hurricane or thunderstorm or something like that. And I just remember being thrown off every time. So that's what I have my memory of it.
It's still a thing, though. It's still a thing. You can go down to the PBR, down at Ballpark Village and still ride them things. Oof.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay. That's going to do it for us. Again, December 2nd and 3rd over at Enterprise if you want to get tickets to the PBR.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And speaking of tickets for your big fundraiser, this is the big push right now because you're going to be doing the drawing on Wednesday.
I appreciate that. If you want to get in on the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Raffle for Responder Rescue, all the money goes to Responder Rescue. Text the word Responder to 33100. That's Responder to 33100. You can buy your tickets there. I will be picking a winner on November 22nd at 2:30 in the afternoon live on my Facebook page.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. See you, boys.
See you, boys.
get more at 971talk.com.